Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
That's ball in life as well.
We do love our Mike Tomlin around here. And I say our Mike Tomlin only because we've adopted him as the most entertaining head coach in the NFL. Though there are plenty of Steelers fans that I hear from on a regular basis who would love to see the Steelers make a coaching change. Well, I don't know if this is a good time to do it, considering that they are 6-2 as they hit their bye week and are currently a game clear of the arch rival Ravens on top of the AFC North. Now, this division's different than it was a year ago. Bengals and Browns, I think you would say they're underperforming their own expectations. Forget what other people placed on them. They're still below 500. And while the Browns did get an inspired win with Jameis Winston and the defense against those Ravens on Sunday, they might not have been doing much more than giving the Steelers a leg up. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the Browns and Bengals moving forward. But right now, it's Steelers at 6-2, same record as the Bills and the Texans, and just a game back or a game and a half back of the Chiefs, who are the only undefeated left in the NFL and are in the AFC. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you did not vote for Monday MVP, well, your time is waning. And Monday is waning. Phew. We've got that poll up on our show Twix at Amy After Hours, or you can find it on mine. Also on our Facebook page. And still to come, your candidates for TD of the Week. And our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227.
Now Freiermuth will move a little closer in and will be in an H-back position to the left. Giants bringing pressure. Wilson lofting. Wilson has a man out there. Wilson has the touchdown. It's a second touchdown for Calvin Austin.
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful throw to the flag. Calvin Austin beating the pants off of his cover man and able to turn it as he crossed over the goal line and then turned towards that flag. That ball was already in the air, arced in and dropped just like a hovercraft. That is just a sensational throw by Russell Wilson.
We got great belief. We got unwavering faith in one another. I think our practice habits have been really exceptional, and we got to continue to grow on that every day. We've done a really good job of that, and we got to press in. We got to continue to press in. There's more touchdowns out there. There's more plays. There's more things, and we'll do that.
The voice of Russell Wilson, installed as the Steelers quarterback for the last 2 weeks, and some good numbers and another win for Pittsburgh with the offense perking up. We're pleased to welcome Missy Matthews, who's part of that Steelers radio network and was on the sidelines. I was listening to you, Missy, during the game, so it's good to have you with us again for the first time this season. Let's talk about the offense under Russell Wilson. I don't know if it was the same in Pittsburgh, but I know around the country there were people who didn't love the move, especially as abrupt as it was, Mike Tomlin shifting from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson. So what have you seen in terms of the offense and its changes in the last few games?
Well, I think we saw points, especially last week in his first start. That was another primetime game against the New York team. That was the Jets. I think this week, We saw them actually starting faster. Unfortunately, touchdowns were nullified by penalties and things that it was just kind of shooting themselves in the foot. And to go the entire first half, neither team had a touchdown. But for the Steelers, that was clearly something that Coach Tomlin wanted and knew had to change in the second half. And luckily, we were able to see that. Yes, one was sparked by a punt return for a TD, not something we've seen here in Pittsburgh in our house since 2015 with Antonio Brown. So that's a throwback. But it was good to see, especially for Calvin Austin, to get a special teams TD and an offensive one.
How big was that moment, though, considering, as you say, the Steelers had been settling for field goals and not getting into the end zone, and then it comes from special teams, the spark?
Well, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by anything the Steelers special teams does. The past three games coming into tonight, blocking a kick of some sort, a punt, a field goal, an extra point. I mean, they just, Danny Smith's unit has been on point. I think for Calvin Austin, you know, he's just one of those guys that's easy to root for. Last week, Beanie Bishop, an undrafted rookie out of West Virginia, he had two interceptions. And then tonight, it was cool to see Calvin Austin, who we still consider a young guy due to his injury, his rookie season, to have two touchdowns.
Going back to the change that Mike Tomlin made from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, now I'm not in Pittsburgh, so I don't know how unpopular the decision. Sometimes that's just about perception. But why do you think that he made that move?
I think he covets the been there, done that guy, the veteran, the guy who has seen as much as humanly possible in this game. And clearly experience does that. Playoff wins does that. Going to Super Bowls and winning one does that. And I think that is the reason why when they completely overhauled their quarterback room this offseason, kept nobody, whether it was by choice or not, they went after Russell Wilson first. And I think when things didn't go well with Kenny Pickett, their decision was still to try to trade for Justin Fields. So Russ was always the guy. I think it just became an issue, obviously, on the eve of training camp when he hurts his calf and isn't able to do a lot.
How is Justin handling the change?
I think he's doing great. They both are those like selfless, tireless workers who have been supportive of each other from the jump. This is even going back to like OTAs and mini camp, and you can say, yeah, it's football and shorts. But I still think that that's where you're building cultures. I'm out in a parking lot right now, so some coworkers are driving by. That's what that noise was. But, you know, for Justin, it clearly was not something that he wanted to happen. But the self-reflection of him saying, like, hey, I did not play well enough. And if I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So he kind of took that to heart. But I think he's a guy all of the offensive staff really grew to like and love working with. And, you know, I don't think this is the end for Justin Fields by any means in terms of his young football career. It's just Russ is continuing the winning streak and, as I said, bring something just a little bit different other than, you know, the fact Justin's legs and how he was able to get Steelers offense out of a lot of jams when he was the starter. I mean, that was huge.
We're always excited to have Missy Matthews with us. And this time in the wake of Monday Night Football, as the Steelers move to 6-2, taking out the Giants at their own stadium. And she's a sideline reporter. Heard her tonight on the Steelers Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm not sure I've ever seen something quite like the George Pickens almost touchdown in the end zone. I understand the explanation, but man, he was in the middle of the end zone when he was coming down with that ball. His other foot never hit the turf. That was pretty crazy. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I don't know if it's crazier that he was able to hit the same foot twice or that both feet didn't hit. It, you know, watching it live, you're like, oh, 2 feet, we're good. And then you watch the replay and you're like, I think we're good. And then you start watching it again, you're like, oh, wait, that's the same foot. That really was a Debbie Downer per se, just because of how it was going in terms of not being able to find the end zone. Just one of those three plays, I think it had everybody kind of dumbfounded of like, how does that happen?
How would you say the rhythm, the relationship, the connection is coming along between Russ and his top receiver and George?
I think it's great. George even said prior to last week how much extra time they had been spending just after practice and working together to get that rhythm, that timing and all that down. But if you go back to when Russ first came to the Steelers, I mean, he brought as many guys as were able to come out to his house in San Diego just to get to know him, to bond, whether it was over meals or to throw and get to know each other that way on a football field before he even stepped foot in the South Side, you know, being allowed to for OTAs. They did it again prior to the start of training camp. So I think he's just that guy that knows how to foster relationships. And I think, you know, George is one of those guys, as Russ said, if you throw it up there, you have a pretty good chance that Pickett's going to come down with it.
I remember last season when they started out with not much of a run game to speak of. And Mike Tomlin kept saying, we need to have more from the run game. We need to focus more on the run game. It really wasn't later in the season till we saw Najee Harris break out. And that corresponded with some Steelers wins. How would you describe the first half of the season for Najee in 2024?
Well, it definitely started slow, and it was probably frustrating. It felt like you were seeing the angry runs. They just weren't going anywhere. And these past three games, he's never had three straight games of going over 100-plus yards in his career. There's not also a lot of Steelers in team history who have done it. I think he's the fifth. Franco and a number of other guys have done it multiple times. But I think that just proved that behind an offensive line that's had many moving pieces, who have struggled at times, they kept sticking with it. It's something Arthur Smith was adamant he wanted out of his offense when he came to Pittsburgh as the OC, to play physical, to run the ball. And you really saw that come to fruition, especially these last few games. I mean, you just look at Najee and even other guys in the locker room, even on defense, will say, you just don't want to tackle him. Patrick Queen knows all about Najee Harris. He was in Baltimore for a number of years, so he knows what it is like to tackle him. So I think that just proves that what he's doing is special.
167 rushing yards, that's a great number for their production on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even just the total number of offense is something we're not typically used to seeing in Pittsburgh the past few years. I think the only good news is after three primetime games and 4 weeks, with the other game being a trip to Las Vegas, it is their bye week coming up, and it's kind of a chance to get a lot of guys healthy. Nick Herbig still dealing with an injury. He wasn't able to go. Zach Frazier, their rookie center, who was playing so well. You can never have a bye week at a perfect time, and for them, it's hopefully going to work out in their favor, especially considering they've never played an AFC North opponent yet.
Missy Matthews is with us from Pittsburgh following Monday Night Football and a victory for the Steelers to move to 6-2 before the bye. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. How much does Mike Tomlin harp on red zone production, though? Because we've talked about the field goals, and they were 0-for-4 in the red zone tonight.
I wasn't in his post-game press conference. I was in the locker room talking to players, but I'm sure that's something he was pointing out, no doubt. But I think, you know, that's something that Russ had success with in Denver, even though there wasn't maybe a number of things in terms of wins had, but that's something that he is known for. I do feel like there were just some silly things that happened, that kicking themselves down instead of taking advantage of it. You know, if some of those things go their way, we're talking about a completely different ball game at halftime instead of it being 9-9. But again, this is only Russ's second start. He hasn't played, you know, in quite some time. It's a new OC. I think the bye week is coming at the right time to try to clean up a lot of those mistakes. Even, you know, the Steelers' defense, the number of yards that they gave up, some of the chunk plays, that's something that, you know, I talked to Alex Highsmith after the game, is we had so many details that were not dotted. They were able to get the sacks in the second half to really, you know, force the Giants' hand, but they still let them stay in it a little bit too much.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Alex, because I was going to bring up Alex and TJ Watt, each of them having two sacks. And so they get to Daniel Jones four times. There's also another dozen QB hits. And I heard your report, actually, about TJ Watt on Monday nights on the Steelers Radio Network. Their performance, how big tonight?
I think we're all just so used to TJ, you know, standing up in the moment when you really need a play to go your way. But even tonight, Max Starks, who's on the sidelines with me, we were pretty close, and you just, like, knew from the second that ball was snapped, you're like, TJ's going to get this. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Not only does he force the fumble, you know, he recovers it, and Alex even laughed. He's like, I thought I'd be able to get it because TJ was one-on-one. I knew he'd get the ball out. He's like, but he got to it faster than me. He's just that machine. He shines under the bright lights, and I feel like he always comes in clutch for the Steelers when they need a play, and they most certainly needed that play at that time. And I think for Alex, who missed some time with injuries, came back last week, but felt like he wasn't, you know, at his peak at 100%. And then to put on that performance tonight, he's an easy guy to cheer for and be happy for.
Last season, we saw every team in the AFC North finish above 500, even the Bengals, who did not have Joe Burrow for the second half of the season. It's a little different this year, but it's still Steelers and Ravens at the top, with Pittsburgh having that one-game lead. What are your perceptions of the North so far this season, Missy?
I mean, it was crazy, you know, to have a Sunday off to sit there and just watch other teams play instead of, you know, looking on your phone. So I was definitely glued into the Baltimore and Cleveland game and cheering for Cleveland a little bit, obviously, due to where things currently stand. But I don't know. The North is just so unpredictable, and it's cliche, but you really do throw the records out. There's a reason why the Steelers haven't played a division game yet. They won't do it until week 11. And the fact that the AFC North is the division they picked to feature on Hard Knocks, all of those games are going to matter. They're all smack dab in the back end of the schedule, and who knows what's going to happen. I've stopped trying to predict it or feel good about something because you really just never know.
It is kind of crazy, though. As you point this out, I'm looking at the Steelers' schedule. But they've got, what, 6 out of 8 games inside the North? Mm-hmm. That's going to be a war.
Yes, no doubt. And I think the only positive, maybe, because I don't think that's a positive when division games matter so much, is they started their first 2 games on the road. They finished their last 2 games at home. But you have that weird Christmas Day game against the Kansas City Chiefs on a Wednesday. There's a Saturday game against the Ravens with a short turn. The schedule is what it is, so you have to roll the ball out and play and hope for the best. And hopefully, you know, the Steelers are usually one of those teams that really gets it going, especially in the second half of their season, that they're able to do that. And it matters when you're playing those AFC North foes.
And some of the other teams on their schedule include the Commanders in D.C.
Right.
and the Chiefs,
right,
who are both division leaders. Wow.
Yep. You know, watched that game too yesterday. So it's definitely going to be interesting coming out of the bye, heading to D.C. for that game. And then next up, the Ravens.
Mm. How much did the Steelers welcome the bye inside the locker room as you were in there?
I think they were, you know, ready for it. I think every team's ready for it whenever your bye week is. As I said, I think just with some of the injuries that they're dealing with, probably happy to get some of those guys back and whatnot. They even have some guys that are on IR that they started that 21-day practice window that I think you can never have enough bodies that are able to do what you're trying to do. And Tyler Matakavich, probably not a name a ton of people know, but he means a lot to that Steelers special teams unit. He's somebody I'm sure they would want back. You know, it kind of is what it is. You don't get to pick it. But I guess for the Steelers, if you did, not knowing what was going to happen and the fact you were probably playing with your fourth center, it's probably a good thing.
Before I let you go, Missy, I'm sure you hear it. I hear it a lot from Steelers fans that listen to my show. The complaints about Mike Tomlin, people who want to move on and find someone else. But here they are at 6-2. So I'm wondering, in your interaction with fans and what you've heard, how happy are they with the first half for Pittsburgh?
Well, I think, as you said, a lot of people probably not excited about moving from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson. But I think he proved everybody wrong that he trusted his gut, the plan that he had put in place before the season started, and it did work out to their advantage. So I don't know. I think it's easy. You know, if this game went a different way, I'm sure we would be able to hear people complaining about him. I'm sure there's still complaints. But, you know, you could look at the Giants too and say, like, why did you go for 2? Why was that the play? It's, you know, the beauty of sports, and especially football. I think it's always the coulda, woulda, shoulda game.
What are you going to do for the bye week? Do you get a break?
I will get a small break. I will finally get to go visit my brother and his family in Florida.
No, that sounds really nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad we caught up with you before that. The Steelers hit the bye at 6-2 in first place in the AFC North. You can find her, Missy Matthews, online at Missy_Matthews. It's so good to catch up with you at this midway point. We'll have to do it again as the Steelers progress. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
Steelers sitting in a pretty good spot considering where they started the season. And yes, the move to Russell Wilson right now validating the confidence that Mike Tomlin has in Russ, and definitely could see the accuracy and the touch on the ball in this game. Though, again, they were wasting opportunities in the red zone initially. the fact that they are able to do that against a team like the Giants, who's toward the bottom of their division, at the bottom of their division, the NFC East, that's one thing. But you're not going to be able to do that inside the AFC North as much, because familiarity breeds contempt, and those games are so tight. Think about what just happened between the Browns and the Ravens, a team that had won 5 games in a row. And the way the schedule is backloaded is pretty crazy for the AFC North. So they're going to want to clean up some of those things, but also did have some weird circumstances. Flags, those can be taken care of, better discipline. And then the George Pickens moment. If you've not seen it, maybe we can retweet it from our show account at Amy After Hours. He is going up for the football and coming down with it in the middle of the end zone. And yet somehow, and this was shown in slow-mo, I don't know, a bazillion ways to Sunday, somehow Pickens doesn't get each of his feet in bounds before he gets pushed out of bounds. Just the weird, like, momentum. And I agree with Missy. I would think it'd be harder to get the same foot in bounds twice. But the whole conversation about what's a catch and how do you determine whether or not the receiver was down in bounds, all of that jazz. I mean, that's now a renewed conversation, but I've honestly never seen something quite like this one. This was a little bit different. I think that you can really credit the Giants defense for making sure that he didn't land in bounds. Who was that? Remind me. Producer Pete, who was it that pushed him out of bounds? Wait, I'm looking. Was it Keontae?
Hang on.
Oh, I'll just talk amongst myself here. I guess that part isn't quite as important, but I did want to give him credit for it because he managed to push George Pickens far enough back that Pickens couldn't get his foot down in bounds. Well, the other foot. He had 2 feet. Just not the same, or not each of the feet. So I think the rule book needs to make it clear that it's each of your feet. It's not just the 1 foot. And there was a face mask penalty as well that knocked out, wiped out a touchdown too. So it was Deontay, not Keontae. All right, I got you now. So we want to give credit to him because it's important. He did the work in the back of the end zone to make sure that Pickens reignited the debate and also brought up something new for the NFL. At A-Law Radio, and then our show account at Amy After Hours, that's where our polls originate. Coming up, a little bit of a Giants perspective on this game, because Daniel Jones was really frustrated. I had family members texting me about how the Giants coaching staff is going to get wiped out because of its a lack of discipline.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Not so much a lack of talent, but also Brian Daboll back to nearly spontaneously combusting on the sidelines, which makes me nervous. So we'll get the Giants' perspective as they fall to, in that NFC East, now 2-6. So basement behind the Dallas Cowboys, who are 3-4. Though they were still tied at 9 in the middle of the third quarter. They just couldn't take advantage of their opportunities either. Hope that you survived your Monday, kicked its butt. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Giants need a score and a two-point conversion. Jones gets a snap, back to pass, looking left, and now looks back to the right, and it is thrown, and it is picked off by Beanie Bishop. Juggling interception by Beanie Bishop should finish this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Said it about the Dallas Cowboys. I can say it as well about the New York Giants, though they have other problems, but they cannot afford to shoot themselves in the foot with turnovers. And in the case of the New York Giants, there were back-to-back turnovers on their final two possessions of the game. T.J. Watt is able to get around his protection, as such as it were, and get a strip sack and then force a fumble, recover the fumble from Daniel Jones, only to be followed by the next possession in which Jones throws an interception. Now, that was tipped up in the air, may have even been touched by two different guys before Bishop. The rookie came down with it, and man, what a stretch for him with three interceptions in the past two games, both against New York teams. So don't know if that means anything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the call there on the Steelers radio network. So the offense finds a groove, of course, special teams with the Calvin Austin punt return, but the defense is able to slam the door. And yeah, the Giants were within 8 points when that first turnover happened. And so you snuff out any momentum, any opportunity that you can have to come back. And they're sitting right outside the red zone when that strip sack and fumble take place. You're talking about maybe the 25-yard line when it happened with roughly 3 minutes to go. Daniel Jones was really frustrated at different junctures in this game. Now, if you follow social media, people are saying this should be his last start for the Giants, or this is definitely the final nail in the coffin because he really struggles at home. I can't imagine why, considering how the fans let him know how he feels, how they feel about him. But yeah, he's definitely starting to wear that frustration a little more.
We hurt ourselves a lot tonight. And that's the most frustrating part about it. So we've got to be more detailed, starting with me. And, you know, some of the good stuff that happened, you know, was negated by, you know, those mistakes. Nobody really cares that we're frustrated. It's, you know, what are we going to do from here, and how are we going to fix the issues? So certainly look at myself first, see where I can do that.
Obviously a very frustrating way to lose. Good football team over there, but obviously, you know, we felt like we would have made a couple more plays, it would have been a different outcome.
Darius Slayton there behind Daniel Jones, and he had over 100 yards receiving. Something else that jumps out is that the Giants waste 150-plus rushing yards. They've been looking at what Saquon Barkley is doing with the Eagles. A lot of talk about how he's producing so well with Philadelphia. Well, Tyrone Tracy goes out there and rattles off 145 rushing yards, and it's in a loss. So yeah, there are a bunch of penalties. So Slayton also mentions the penalties on one particular drive, having a touchdown called back, and the way that there was a ton of pressure on Daniel Jones too. So the four official sacks, a dozen QB hits, the two turnovers in the fourth quarter, those types of mistakes, the Giants can't afford against any opponent. They can't afford those types of mistakes because they just don't have a great margin for error.
We work as hard as we can work each week. I believe we do things right. And unfortunately, the results aren't what we want them to be.
Brian Daboll, man of few words. I had a family member text me that the entire Giants coaching staff should be wiped out. But we have heard from the owner, John Mara, that they're not planning on making changes. Forget this year, but not next year. And I actually texted that back to him and said, I don't know if it'll hold. But the owner of the Giants has already said he's not making coaching changes through next season. And my family member responded with, through 2025, question mark? And I said, that's what came from the owner. And his response was suicidal. It's a little bit dramatic, but I mean, that's you got to think that there are people around the country wondering why the Mara family would do that, other than propriety, not firing guys. Maybe after he's been here three seasons, right? In New York. Yeah. So that's, I don't know, it's interesting. It seems premature to be giving a vote of confidence, but obviously the major issue, one of the major issues, has been quarterback. It's not the only issue, but it's one of the major issues.
No, it's a big one. And look, I understand the thought process, and I get it when people don't look at it. There's a few things. There's, you know, John Mara doesn't want to. The Giants have had a revolving door of coaches for the last decade, right, and that's led to a lot of their issues. Now, a lot of those coaches needed to go, and Brian Daboll can still, you know, basically put himself in the ground if he keeps continuing to make mistakes down the stretch. That's still, vote of confidence is funny because it's okay today, but tomorrow things change.
Right.
John Mara didn't want to fire Joe Judge either until he ran three quarterback sneaks at his own 5-yard line, and then he knew he had to get rid of him.
No, I think Judge, it was just his running his mouth.
Yeah, No. That was the end. You could see Mara almost in the press box, like, that's enough. I can't do this. So Daboll still has to do some different things, but I know I'm in the minority. I got to be fair, and as a Giant fan, I say this coming from, I don't want this regime to go anywhere.
I
want to give them more time.
Good.
It's being built. There's layers. It's not as bad as it looks with just the record itself. I know that's hard to believe sometimes, but they've actually fixed the offensive line. They're building certain things. They're doing a good job on the defensive line. They're putting players around. There's just not enough talent through the entire roster, but I think it's gaining. It's getting closer, and obviously they've got to find their quarterback. They haven't had a chance to do that yet. Now, you could say, well, you could blame them because, well, they're the ones that signed Daniel Jones. You're right. When they took the team to the playoffs, that had no business going to the playoffs. And that's part of what this rebuild did. It kind of got stunted because the Giants didn't belong in the playoffs 2 years ago, but Brian Daboll carried them there with his coaching, with what he was able to do
with guys that
didn't belong in the playoffs. And it kind of held them back a little bit last year, and it's holding them back a little bit this year. If you give them a little bit more time, maybe I'm crazy, but I actually believe that the coaching and the GM can get them to the next level. You're going to have to go through the bumps, and as long as it doesn't get much worse, I think the Mara family will let them go through the bumps.
They have brought in some talent, though. Love Malik Nabers. He's dealing with some drops right now, but still, he's a great rookie wide receiver and maybe one of the best in the draft if he can get a quarterback who's throwing him the football. Yeah, so that's important.
That's definitely part of it. Again, the offensive, right now, Andrew Thomas, who's one of the best left tackles in all of football, he's done for the season. That's a problem. That's 2 years in a row where they didn't have him. That's an issue. And the Giants didn't have a great offensive line. They had a stable one. You take away an all-pro, you're going to struggle a bit.
So I was walking down the hallway, and for those of you who don't know, our studios are located in Lower Manhattan, and we happen to share studio space and newsroom space with our New York affiliate, which is it's an iconic radio station. It's called The Fan.
WFAN.
Right. No, but I mean, what is it on the FM dial?
101.9 FM and 660 AM.
Well, 660 is how I used to listen to it because it's a clear channel, meaning at night it covers the majority of the United States. So a lot of people outside New York listen to The Fan because it's on the channel that, like I said, will go like halfway across the country. My mom used to listen to me. So Rochester, New York has a clear channel station in AM, and it was my first commercial job, and she used to sit in the driveway in New Hampshire and listen to me do updates at night. That's how these clear channels go. I used to have people that listen to me in New Mexico and Arizona. So anyway, people know 660 and people know The Fan. Well, I walked down the hallway to the bathroom, and there is a caller who is screaming on the air about Aaron Boone and the Yankees and how he's not managing to win and some such nonsense. And so I was thinking to myself, well, on the bright side, anybody who is a Yankees fan and a Giants fan at least is not paying as much attention to the Giants right now. So they're screaming about Yankees and not about Giants. But yes, it's a It's a week in which there's plenty to bitch about, considering the Jets, too, losing to the Patriots.
It's been a rough couple
plenty,
of weeks.
I was going to say plenty. Well, I mean, the Yankees are in the World Series.
I understand.
They're the only AL team left standing, and the Mets got to the NLCS.
Yeah, so you look at it like that. The Yankees are getting their teeth kicked in, and they're about to get swept out of the World Series. The Mets are at home watching, and the Met fan is dancing because the Yankees are down 3-0 in the World Series. The Jets were an unmitigated disaster, and they were a Super Bowl contender. The Giants, it's been the same. I feel like it's Groundhog Day. For the Giants for the last 10 years, honestly. So, yeah, there's a lot to complain about.
I pressed the button.
It's the truth. I spent 3 hours doing this the other night.
I just want you to know I would be thrilled if a team that I rooted for was in the World Series or went to the championship series.
To get your teeth kicked in? I got to be fair. No, you wouldn't.
Well, better than, I still say it's better to be there than not be there.
It's not going to, you're not going to feel joyous if they complete
well,
the,
no, you but, know, but I, there have been some really amazing moments for the Yankees along the way.
Yeah, and that's all great. And of course you want to get here, but honestly, that almost feels like, yeah, sure, my spouse cheated on me, but at least it was only with two people and not three. Oh, like, come on. Like, it just doesn't,
that is
it
wrong.
Doesn't, you lose. You're gone.
It's not
it doesn't help. You're getting kicked in the face. I'm sorry. It doesn't really matter. Well, you know, I had a good couple of weeks before I got my teeth knocked in.
You ask any NFL fan out there, and I know we're talking baseball and football, but any football fan would tell you they'd rather be in the playoffs than not.
In the playoffs than not. Go to the Super Bowl and get destroyed, and I will tell you that pain is not worth the two weeks got going
on. You're talking to a Broncos fan. You don't need to tell me about pain in the Super Bowl.
So what are we doing? That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying I'd still rather be there than not. This is a good question. Pete, let's ask this question of our listeners. Even if, and we'll use the Yankees as an example, even if your team gets demolished, it's not a sweep, it could be, even if your team gets demolished in a championship game or series, would you rather be in the Super Bowl or the World Series? Even if that's the result, because I still would rather be there. It gives you so much to look forward to. I know it's deflating and dejecting if you lose, but you're there. You're one of the last two teams standing.
You're still a loser.
Marco's so cynical. You're still a loser.
You're still a loser, and you still get punched in the face. And it's honestly,
it's better to be punched in the face in the Super Bowl or the World Series than to be punched in the face in a game in which you're ending the season and going nowhere.
As much as you want to say, and look, being a Knicks fan, I had 20 years of nothing.
Punch where you wind up face. Being
No. It's why it's apathy because you're just so bad and there's nothing to look forward to. That's awful. That's a bad place to be, Wizards fans. There's a bad place to be.
Magic fans.
But at the same time, to say, well, it's fun to be there. Not when you get there and you're non-competitive. It's not fun.
Now, see, I disagree.
It's not fun.
But you and I can disagree on this because I say I would rather be there than not. You cannot win it if you're not in the arena. And there are so many millions of fans right now that just think, wow, if only my team were there.
And then get there and then lose and then call me. Let me know how good it feels.
Now,
how does it good as it feels?
That's baseball for Mets and Yankees. However, I got nothing for the Giants and Jets because they are god-awful for the most part this season. So there's maybe baseball is holding the New York football complaints at bay. But we're going to put the question up because I think this is a legit one. I really enjoy this debate with sports fans. At A-Law Radio or our show Twix at Amy After Hours, and we'll throw it up on Facebook as well, 855-212-4227. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco, whose teeth are not kicked in.
Sure. Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
The name was sponsored by LinkedIn. Let LinkedIn's deep candidate insights help you find your next Pro Bowl hire today. To post your job for free, go to LinkedIn.com/recruitment. Terms and conditions apply. Freddie Freeman getting the Dodgers off to a great start and inching them a little closer to a World Series MVP.
A 1-2 offering from Schmidt. Freddie swings and belts the ball right field, hooking toward the corner. Hello, short porch, and hello, Freddie Freeman. For a third straight game in this World Series, 5 straight World Series games overall, Freddie Freeman goes deep.
Freeman, the 2-run shot in the first. Dodgers double the Yankees 4-2. Call courtesy of the Dodgers Radio Network. Walker Buehler, 5 scoreless innings, a 2-hit ball with 5 Ks. Mookie Betts, Kike Hernandez each knocked in a run. L.A. 1 game away from the sweep. Monday Night Football, give a few goals until special teams broke things open.
Austin's got it, runs from the near side of the field to the far. Breaking the tackle, 30. Far sideline, 40. Far sideline, 50. Flag is down. He's on the 40. Got a block, 30. Far sideline, 20. 10. Chase to the 5. Touchdown on a punt return for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 74-yard return to take the lead late in the third over the Giants.
Calvin Austin added a touchdown reception as well. Steelers held off the Giants 26-18. Kevin Arnold and Cole Westwood won. Russell Wilson threw for 278 and a touchdown. Najee Harris added 114 on the ground. Good news for Jordan Love and the Packers. Groin injury, not expected to have him sidelined long term. Hopes to even be able to go Sunday against the Lions. NBA, the Suns took out the Lakers 109-105 behind 30 from Kevin Durant. Kings rocked the Blazers 111-98. Celtics raced the Bucks 119-108. Nuggets outlast the Raptors in overtime 127-125 as Nikola Jokic put in 40 with 10 rebounds. Heat too much for the Pistons 106-98. Cavs bounced the Knicks 110-104. Darius Garland with 34. Magic handled the Pacers 119-115. How about the night for Paolo Banchero? 50 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. Mavericks got by the Jazz 110-102. Utah also lost Taylor Hendricks for the year. Fractured leg and a dislocated ankle. Rockets handled the Spurs 106-101. Bulls topped the Grizzlies 126-123. And the Wizards up in the Hawks 121-119. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
Bears at 8 deep, 4 of them at the goal line. They bring 3. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
just last-minute Hail Mary. Try and get down there as fast as you can. Box out, keep good position, and, you know, hope Jaden can get a ball down there. He did a phenomenal job keeping the play alive and gave the best ball possible, and we came out with a dub. That happened to be my assignment on the Hail Mary. You know, we got one guy in front, two in the back. Try and throw it up to the jumper, and, you know, Zach did a great job getting a hand on the ball, allowing it to get back to me, and, you know, we made the play.
Your choice, overwhelmingly, for Monday MVP happens with a Hail Mary. After I'd already tweeted about the Bears winning the game and what a gritty comeback it was. Oh, yeah, the post is still up because the replies are hilarious. And I am stunned at how a miscue on social goes viral in such a way that your positive, uplifting, or completely accurate and brilliant analysis never would go viral. I'll explain in a second here if you hadn't seen it, though 100,000 people have. Noah Brown, your choice for Monday MVP of the Commanders. He's the one that caught that stress-free Hail Mary. Well, at least it was stress-free for him because he was just standing back there in the middle of the end zone behind the scrum, chillaxing, waiting for the ball to come down. And yes, Zach Ertz did his job as a tall dude who leaps up and tips it back. And man, you probably could try that another 50 times, Pete, and maybe get it to work twice, maybe, because it's one of those moments where the ball, it has to come down perfectly and the right person has to leap and time is jump and wowzers. But it seems to go so well with the Commanders' season at this point.
They're on a magical run, but twice is, I think, stretching it. I think once, maybe. You may get it once. It was a perfect scenario. You had a player basically taunting the crowd, and that had to work out, plus the play. So it was a lot of things that went in their favor, but they're on a run.
Tyreek Stevenson is the Bear to whom Pete refers, and you will hear from him. He has apologized. That'll come up after the top of the hour. But the call there, though you can't really understand much of it, is the Commanders Radio Network. And here's the funny part. I'm pretty sure he mentions World Series in the middle of that, referring to the walk-off grand slam that Freddie Freeman had on Friday night. He invokes that in the middle of the call, but I really don't understand much of it except for World Series and then a bunch of yelling, which is par for the course and perfect. So thanks for your votes. We got hundreds of votes on both Twix and Facebook for Noah Brown. He got more than 40%. of the popular vote for After Hours Monday MVP. And coming up next hour, your candidates for TD of the Week. Oh, I wonder if a Hail Mary may pop up in that poll as well. Now, we're asking you what I think is a great debate among sports fans. I want to know if you as a fan would rather have your team be in the playoffs or not. Even if it means that your favorite team gets demolished or destroyed in a championship game or a Super Bowl. Or, and we're talking about series as well, right? So whether it's a seven-game series, whether it's NHL Stanley Cup Final, whether it's the NBA Finals, would you rather have your team be there or not be there? Because I'd rather be in the arena. I'd rather have my team get there, even if it means that my hopes are dashed in a painful way. I've always said that. I'd rather have the opportunity than not. But we're talking to Marco, and Marco Belletti is saying, no way. I'd rather not have my team get there if it means that I'll watch them get completely steamrolled in the championship round. So whether we're talking a one-game Super Bowl, whether we're talking about a seven-game, or potentially in the Yankees' case, a four-game World Series, I love to hear from you at Amy After Hours. There's a post up. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Chris finds me on Twix and says, Niners fan here. Oh, yeah. It feels so good to lose over and over. Now, see, Chris, sarcasm is my love language, so I understand that perfectly. We'll get to your calls after the top. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!